Hey. Hi. I know it's been a while since I last visited you. I figured it was about time. I actually have a lot to say to you today, so I really hope that you'll listen to me. I've been doing a lot of thinking about our relationship, what it used to be. And I knew it wasn't healthy. Even while I was thinking about it, I knew it wasn't healthy, but I didn't want to think on all the reasons why. You know? It's too painful. Last night, I had a dream of you. Yeah, I know. It sounds cheesy. But it was a dream of you while we were still dating. And all the reasons why we were bad for each other was on full display. You know, I had always in my head thought that I was the bad guy. In every relationship I've ever been in, I've always thought that I'm no good. I'm past redemption. I'm too far gone. And so I would hide myself, my true self, in every relationship I've ever had, including ours, because I was so afraid that if you knew the real me, that you wouldn't love me anymore. And I couldn't handle that, so I hid it. I hid the way that I felt about you. How intensely I felt about you. Among the slew of other negative traits. I loved you so much. If you had asked me to kill someone, I would have. I would have done anything that you asked, and that's why I did everything you asked. Even when I knew what you were asking wasn't good for you or me, I still did it. Because I was afraid that if I said no, you wouldn't love me anymore. I see how silly all of that is. Looking back on it, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. And if I could go back, if I could go back in time and tell you no, think that the amount that I loved you was bad for you. And even if I wasn't open about it, you must have known it was there. I mean, you acted accordingly. You took advantage of me, of my love for you. And coming to terms with that hasn't been easy. It really hasn't. I keep making up these excuses for you and the way that you acted. Kept saying, you know, you're an ambitious person. I should have expected it. I supported you in everything. Everything you did, I supported you. I was there. I was there for you. And where were you when I needed you? On my rough nights. Where were you? Because you weren't with me. Even when we were in the same place, you were never there for me. That's not love. I see how stupid I've been. I've been gaslighting myself. Gaslighting all my memories of you. And my dream last night made it clear. I remember everything now. I remember everything. And I'm done gaslighting myself. As bad of a person as I am, as many terrible things that I've done, and I've done some pretty heinous stuff, I've always done it out of love. It's always come from a good place. And maybe I'm crazy for thinking that some of the things I've done are excusable because of it. I mean, who gets to decide that, you know? Who decides that? Who decides when a love is crazy, has gone too far? Who draws the line? Okay? A mother will kill for her child without a second thought. And that is okay. But when I do it for my lover, it's terrible. How does that make sense? All of the terrible things I've done out of love. Yours came out of selfishness. So while mine might be excusable in some afterlife, I don't think yours are. I hope that you will get what's coming to you. I hope that all of your sins have been counted and that you're being held accountable. I wish you the worst. And I've been thinking about you. Been thinking about you. It's always you. Even if I'm not directly thinking about you, your ghost is still in the back of my mind. How is that fair? Why do you get to leave such a big mark on me? It's fine, because I know I've left just as big of a mark on you, and you deserve it. I've been thinking about you, and how much I've loved you. I've been thinking about our relationship, and I've realized that you never actually loved me. You loved the stuff I could do for you. You loved the stuff I did for you. And maybe you even loved my company. But you never loved me. And I loved you. I loved you. So understand when I say this. I am so glad you're dead. I am so glad that you are where you can never hurt anyone ever again. And you can never hurt me again. People like you, they don't deserve to live. And when I killed you, when I looked into your eyes and stabbed you in the heart, I know that you knew that. I know that you knew that this is what you deserved. I'm just glad that I was the one who was able to give you that karma. I think this is the last time I'm gonna visit your grave. I don't think you deserve to see me anymore. And I hope whatever there is after this, I hope that you're suffering.